what the group indicated was that if these kind of wayfinders or indicators came about, then the board, you know, could take steps to close if needed. We were going to have a check-in meeting at 2 months where we'd have a membership meeting and check in at how it's going. However, at that membership meeting, there was at least enthusiasm from, you know, folks right there. Some folks signed up to volunteer. But in the following 2 weeks, we still didn't get the kind of volunteers that we were hoping. It ended up being a lot less commitment than what we all thought was going to happen at that meeting. At the same time, we ended up in a financial position where we couldn't actually place any orders to put more food on our shelves. We also couldn't make payroll, so we couldn't pay the manager. So we had to make a decision, and we sent out an email to everybody who attended that meeting last week when the board had an emergency board meeting to address the situation. Things happened faster. I mean, we were all hoping that we could turn things around in 2 months, but that just proved we were not going to be able to do that.
Can you talk a little bit about what happened financially that did not allow you to make any new orders or meet payroll? Was that different than what was discussed at the meeting?
No, our sales continued to stay really low. So we weren't bringing in the daily sales that we needed to cover expenses. We didn't want to get into any more debt than what we already are. We wanted to make sure we could pay all vendors. And we literally were at a point where we couldn't place any orders.
So what happens to that $30,000 to $40,000 debt to vendors now that the store is closed?
We will be selling the inventory and equipment. And we've been working with a couple of attorneys this week to help us come up with what our repayment plan can be. So we'll pay vendors back as much as we can, but none of them will get their full amount repaid.
So what I'm hearing then is that the payment to vendors will come out of whatever is made from the sale of inventory and equipment.
Yes.
Okay. I've heard that someone has purchased the store and is going to run it as a natural grocery.
We're in the process of them leasing the space from the landlord. And then, yes, so they can open up their own natural foods market. And they are interested in buying the equipment and the remaining inventory. So that's the positive thing for the community, is that there are some private owners who are willing to keep a natural food market in Carbondale.
Well, Erica Sparhawk, you were president of the board. How do you feel about this?
I think in the end, it's a good thing for the community. We've had enough newspaper articles and radio stories about the, you know, struggles of the market, that I actually feel like it's time for us to get out of the way and let other local food entrepreneurs step in and take the reins. Food co-ops across the country have been struggling in the last couple of years. I was doing some research the other day and found a lot of really successful markets actually closed in 2017. So it is a tough market out there. But at the same time, because of food co-ops like ours, we got bigger chains and bigger stores to realize that, you know, the organic market is of interest. So now you can buy natural food and organic in almost every grocery store. Maybe it's not the local that everybody wants, but we've at least helped change what people can get at a regular supermarket.
Can you say who will be leasing that space?
I can't right now. Nothing is final yet. I'd want to check with them first to see if they're okay with me saying something.
All right. Well, Erica Sparhawk, thanks very much for clarifying some things for listeners today.
All right. Thanks, Amy.